Fox Sports, your boxing champions.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Damon Gonzalez. We're live on the Slip Punches show. Facio Falcón Jr.
Yes, sir.
We're here with the young super featherweight upcoming rising star, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing good. Hey, champ, you know, let's get into it, man. Let's get right into it. Congratulations. You're going into your fifth professional fight. All four fights you had have been in Florida. You actually started the pro debut at the Brian Glaser Center, which you won by knockout.
Yes. Talk in the third round.
How humbling it is to fight the pros.
Say that again?
How humbling is it for you to, you know, launch your pro career and go at the pace that you're going right now?
Very humbling. It's a very different experience from being an amateur fighter. It's a lot slower, as people say. I have to adapt differently. I have to fight differently. It's totally different, but I love it. I wouldn't go back, honestly.
Now, in the three fights, of course, I was able to go to three fights. One by knockout. You possess some really good power. You have some great speed, great footwork. Talk about the pedigree and how your pro career started, and talk a little about, you know, growing up in the Bronx and how you found boxing.
Well, growing up, my father was a amateur boxer, and I used to always love going to his fights. He was competing a lot in the Bronx as well, and that's something that inspired me, along with just fighting a lot in school and stuff. So that also inspired me. I used to love fighting as a kid, you know, not in a bad way, but.
What you doing throwing joints in school, man?
So my father was competing as an amateur, and that my mother would always take me to his fights, and I would always enjoy seeing him fight, seeing him get hit, which is pretty awkward, and watching him hit somebody else as well. So I just loved everything about it, and that's what inspired me to become a fighter.
So when you were young, when was the turning point for you? You know, when you first laced up and just started working? Yeah.
I've been around boxing since I was about 7, 8 years old. Been around meeting. I've seen a bunch of fighters. I've seen my father in the gym. I was always around it. But I officially started competing around 13, 14 years old. That's when I finally first laced up a pair of gloves and started sparring. I actually sparred the first day I got in the gym.
That's what's up. So let's give a shout out. Of course, man, you have a lot of backing, a lot of support.
Yes.
You know, definitely give a shout out to some of your support, your management, and everybody that's, you know, rallying around you to help you in your career.
Yeah, shout out to my management team that consists of Eric Enrique, Amari Pieda, and Richard Roman. Shout out to my father, my team, Foster Falcon Sr., Nelson, Coach Nelson for the strength and conditioning. And shout out to my people in the Bronx, New York, and Puerto Rico. Thank you for always supporting me and showing love. I'm here. I'm coming.
Now, champ, that's pretty cool. You were able to come down again to Florida to start your training camp, and there's a lot going on. And big shout out to trainer coach Nelson Rodriguez. You hooked up with those guys, and boy, what a camp that is over there. Everybody's working hard.
Yes, I'm around a lot of former world champions, people who are getting ready to become world champions. It's making me have that mindset of a champion, you know? So I feel like this is something I needed. It's a different atmosphere, and it's just going to form me into a better fighter than what I was before.
Now, of course, boxing's a community, man, and it's great, you know, being in the gym around a lot of other great young fighters, other great champions. You know, Betulfo, there's just so many people around you. How motivating is that? Do one help the other? How's things going?
Yeah, it's very motivating. They always give me pointers, what's right from wrong, and just to learn from someone who's been in there, who's been at the top, who's performed at that top of that type of level in the professional boxing game, it changes me. It changes the way I think in the ring, the way I perform, my confidence. It's a very big confidence builder, you know? And it gives me a lot of experience in the ring. You know, something that you're not going to just get from sparring an average person or average fighter. You know, it's a game-changing thing, something I should have done a long time ago.
Now, hey, listen, you know, thank you and thank your dad. You know, I got to sit down with you guys. I got to interview you one-on-one, face-to-face, and you're a very humbling young man, and Your dad is awesome, super awesome, super humble family.
Thank
but
you,
when
thank
the bell
you.
Rings, you're a beast.
Thank you, when man.
The,
thank you.
When the bell really, rings, you're a beast, and you let your hands go. And how exciting is that for you? You got three fights in 2020, and man, it's such a tough year for everybody in 2020.
Yeah, because of COVID. Yeah. Yes. It's very exciting for me. You know, I've always dreamt of being a professional boxer. It's something that I'm living now, alongside with my father. You know, and just the support that I have around me, the team that I have, is just amazing. So I go in there and I do what I train for, and that's just to win and fight.
Now, of course, coming from New York City, coming from the Bronx, it's not easy. The Bronx has a lot of legends from the Juan Laponte to many fighters that have born and bred in the Bronx, New York. How cool is that for you from the hometown representing Bronx, New York?
It's really cool. It gives me a drive. I want to be one of those people, you know, like when you're interviewing somebody else who comes from the Bronx in the future, I want you to mention me as one of those fighters who came from the Bronx and who's at the top right now or retired at the top. You know, I want to be one of those guys that you mention or that anybody else mentions coming out of the Bronx, New York.
Now, definitely. Listen, let's go right into it. On Saturday, February 20th, you will step back in the ring in Orlando, Florida. You'll be fighting at the Calibre Royal in Orlando. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful facility. And how motivating is that you'll be back in the ring once again here in Florida?
Very motivating. I'm looking forward to it. There's not a lot of people fighting in this pandemic. So the fact that I'm fighting, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank my management for putting me in this opportunity, putting me in this position to be able to fight once again this year. And it's a very good card. We have a lot of great fighters fighting there, along with myself. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great night. Once again, a spectacular night, as I told you before.
And like I said, man, yeah, you're straight up humble and you know, there's nothing fake about you, bro. You keep it real, and that's what I like a lot about you. And you know, talk about 2021, man. What is the goal for you? How many fights you think you want to have in 2021?
I'm trying to have at least five, six more fights this year. Stay active as much as possible between this COVID and stuff. I should be able to have five or six more fights this year. My goals this year are just to continue winning, as my goals for every year. Continue progressing, getting the right fights in, and just getting better and better and better as I go. Getting more experience, getting stronger, and just finding my place in the sport, you know, and just to keep on putting on great performances for the crowd, for everybody watching, you know?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, you're not one of those...
Everybody who Ofosu Falcon is.
You know, Facio, you're not one of those kids where you go home and you acting all souped up walking in the block, man. You go over there and you humble with everybody like normal. You know what I mean? You keep it real. You know, how exciting is that? And
even from the Bronx.
Real important. Give a shout out to all your fans, man. All these supporters that you have that are backing you up.
Yeah, that's I have very great supporters. I have my mother, my father, my family, my friends, everybody that's back home in the Bronx, New York, supporting me. Thank you to everybody in Puerto Rico who supported me as well. You know, that's my motivation right there. I grind every day for them, you know, and this is something that I want to go down in history for one of the best Puerto Rican fighters there was, you know. So I'm here, I'm grinding every day, I'm working hard day in, day out. I stay as humble as possible because, you know, anything can happen in the sport of boxing, you know, as you can see. But I'm going to be great, and I want them just to continue supporting me, continue pushing me. Just know I'm coming, you know.
That's what's up.
We're on the rise.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. You'll be the first fighter when you go back to New York and you fight in New York, have your weigh-in on top of the Empire State Building.
Yes.
Right up there. Right on top of the New York City. Right on top of New York City.
Man, this is my dream. I also want to fight in Madison Square Garden. That's one of my dreams, just to put it out there, to fight in Madison Square Garden for my first world title. That would be amazing.
That's a great mindset. I had the privilege and opportunity through the years to be ringside in so many fights in the Mecca and also in the theater. And I'll tell you, champ, there's nothing like boxing in Madison Square Garden.
Exactly. The crowd's amazing, especially when the Puerto Rican fans come out and they all there supporting a Puerto Rican fighter. The energy in there is just amazing. You know, I went there for the Teofimo versus Richard Comey fight, and I seen Teofimo win the IBF World Championship, and that's just something that inspired me, the way the crowd was in there, and my stablemate and my teammate, Josue Vargas, he was there as well. So that's something that's very inspiring me. He won the title that day as well. And that's just something that inspired me. I want to be in there, and I want to be in that same position or better and fight in front of my hometown, you know, in my hometown.
Definitely. That's great, champ. Also, again, like I said, you know, without the fans, you know, I mean, what is boxing? You know what I mean? So how humbling it is to have some exciting fans that you have. And tell everybody that's listening in, how can they follow you on the social media?
My social media, I have Instagram, I have Facebook, at Ofacio Falcon Jr., that's O-F-A-C-I-O Falcon Jr., on both social medias, on any social media as well, and Twitter as well. And it's very exciting to have, in the sport of boxing, Puerto Rico has been very supportive in the sport of boxing. So Puerto Rican fans, they're very supportive. They support fighting, they support boxing. That's just a very big thing. So I have nothing but support from them, and I'm here to represent, you know. It's very exciting.
That's what's
every
up.
Every single fight I go in there with them on my back, my family on my back, the Bronx, New York stands, you know, stand up, and we're here.
So if given the opportunity, you'll definitely go to Puerto Rico and fight, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Go out there and show them what I have, of course. One day, when the time is right in my management, they put me in that wonderful position, I'll be over there, I go over there and I'll fight anywhere, anytime.
You know, and the one thing I kind of, you know, again, you pick things up, you learn about fighters so differently when you're watching them on TV versus when you're at the weigh-in, then you see them fight on fight night. Doesn't matter who they put in front of you. So right now you don't have an opponent for the 20th, and it basically doesn't matter at this point.
No, it doesn't matter. I feel like every fight's a different fight. They can see me and watch me, what I've done in my past fights, but I'm not going to come in that same person, in fight night. So I feel like anybody can, you can train for someone, but the fight can change with a punch. So I go in there and I train for everything. My father, he teaches me to box when I need to stand there when I need to. I have great defense. I can do anything there is in the ring. You know, all I lack at this very moment is experience, and I'm going to gain that as I move on in my career. So I just take a fight at a time, and I don't overthink anything. I go in there with nothing but confidence, and I'm there to do my job, and that's to win, and I'll find it. I'm very good at adapting and adjusting to whatever comes in front of me. So whatever comes on February 20th, I'm ready for it.
Now, Facio, of course, you know, training in Orlando, Florida, working with Nelson and the team over there, you know, you're working a lot right now, 21 years old, and you're really digging in, working and concentrating hard on strength and conditioning. How are you feeling getting ready for this fight? I'm sure you obviously feel stronger.
A lot stronger. I'm feeling a lot more stronger. And I feel like I feel like that's very important in the sport of boxing. Besides just your talents and skills and everything, you also need conditioning because, like they say, hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard, you know? So my managers gave me this opportunity to come out here and train with Coach Nelson and do strength and conditioning. And I feel like that has just improved my game as much as I had before, you know, the strength again. I'm blessed to be in this position I'm in now.
That's what's up. Then after the fight, I have to go up to your dad. Damn, he didn't give me time to take photos, man. He took him out too quick. So once again, give a shout out to all your friends.
Are you talking about the third fight?
Yeah, the third fight. It happened so fast, I didn't get no shots.
Well, shout out to the Bronx. Yeah. Funny thing was that the guy we had in my corner was my father and Eric. Eric was going to be my cut man that day. And he had the gauze and everything in the Vaseline already, and then the fight ended in 1 minute. I looked back, and he had his arms open like, what happened? You know, it's just I placed a very good body shot, that's all.
Hey, champ, let's give a couple of shout-outs on Facebook for people listening in. Joey Colon from New Jersey, big shout-out to Joey. Joey, big friend of mine, big fan of boxing, loves boxing, you know.
Shout out to Joey, man. Thank you for your support. Thank
big
you
shout out to Jacob in Virginia. Yo, my man's on the line with us. He's down in London, England. His name is Dan Hewitt. I'm going to link you with Dan Hewitt. Yeah, Dan Hewitt has a great boxing show in London. So we got to link you with the London fans, man. Get you out there.
Of course. I just want to say thank you for everybody tuning in. Thank you for all everybody's support. For my Puerto Rican fans from Bronx, New York, just thank you for everybody's support. You know, I'm fighting for you guys.
We appreciate you coming on the show, and we're definitely going to let you go because we understand you're in training camp and you need to get your rest and everything. But right after your fight, we hope to have you back.
Definitely, definitely. I just want to thank you for the opportunity of having me on your show today and just give me this opportunity to speak to the people. You know, once again, thank you and shout out to everyone, to my manager.
Thank you, Facio. Hey, man, I told you that your first pro fight. I said, yo, I need to get you on my show.
Yeah, my first pro fight. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. I've been following you and keep on punching. You know, you're well-grounded. You definitely, you know, have a motivation and a fire. And, you know, you're doing it your way. And that's what makes it exciting.
Exactly. That's what makes it fun. Besides all the training and training hard, I also like to have fun in the sport. Because if you don't love what you do, you're not going to give everything into it. You're not going to put your all into it. So this is something I love, you know. And, yeah, that's why I'm here today. And I keep going every day. I wake up every day fully motivated, energized, and just ready to train.
So I know 99.9% is boxing. I get it. All right. But let's ask. Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any 1%, something else besides boxing that you like?
Playing video games, honestly. I'm usually from the gym home. I play a lot of games. Call of Duty, 2K, I play a lot of those stuff.
What?
Yeah, that's just like my side stuff. My mom grew me up doing that, so I've always stood out the streets. I feel like that's something that was a big part of my life as well. It kept me from doing different things, like going to the street, hanging out with the wrong people. So I feel like that's something I stuck with all my career. Till this day, that's all I do.
Wow. I got to link you with my brother, bro. He's in the Bronx now, but he's locked in. GOF is locked in on the video games. He's into it. Yes.
Listen, anybody can get this work. Whoever's listening, Call of Duty, 2K, whatever it is.
Listen, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Let me know what your handle is, all right?
For sure. Thank you. I'm going to send it to you after this.
All right, champ. It's great talking to you, and thank you for coming on the Slip Hunters show.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, lad. Thank you, man.
Take care. All right, champ. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Slip Punches Show with Facio Falcone Jr. What a great kid, fighting on February 20th in Orlando, Florida. Stay tuned for updates and more interviews in regards to his fight coming up, and we'll keep you posted. Thank you very, very much, and I'll be in Miami, Florida tomorrow shooting some fights. I'll be working the Glenn Johnson fight card tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it, to work with Mr. Johnson. It was humbly seeing him a couple of weeks ago when the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame was announced in Fort Myers. So I'm very looking forward in helping my alumni colleague, my colleague in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. And we'll see how things work out. This is Damon Gonzalez reporting from the studios, Latin Box Sports. Everyone have a good night and thank you very much. Bye-bye.